You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
On early break, hour three is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCO, Inc. .com. We are full of surprises.
Has this ever happened before?
No.
Never happened.
Usually Sean Callahan, Husker Line, joins us on the phone.
They're colliding.
And he surprises us in studio. Sean, good morning. Good to see you here in the flesh here.
I've been on the ticket for, 13 years?
Yeah.
12 years, whatever. And how many years have you been around?
I've been here since 14 years.
First time I've been in the studio.
First time.
We've been here for 2 years. The ticket's been around since 2011, but we've been at this studio for 2 years. So,
Sean, are you okay with being on a microphone?
You know, I was
if you ever get recorded at all for anything.
This was about what I expected when Bill said, come on in.
You said, come on
in. I reached out.
And I told Lisa, I'm going down to the ticket for Sipple's birthday. Carly wanted to send you a message.
Yeah. Oh, what was it?
Just she wanted to record a video for you to watch after the show. Oh, I said, we'll do it later.
There's a lot of worlds
this
colliding.
This is awesome. Worlds collide like that on three.
There's a lot of worlds colliding.
Yes. This is nice.
Sean, I told Missing Tooth Greg today, I think I'm going to skirt by. I don't think people are going to know.
You didn't skirt
by. There's been over 25 people come in.
You've got an active Facebook page still, right?
Yeah.
He does.
But he's not on it, though.
Yeah.
Your birthday show, I mean, you get that notice.
I know, but I'm not on.
But it doesn't still matter.
You never cancel the account.
It still shows that your birthday's coming up.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
You're busted.
Yeah, you've been,
Your sister was here. Meadow.
Yeah. Did you get a hold of my sister?
I did.
I called her. So many people.
Yes.
He told me how to get a hold of my sister. I don't even know how to get a hold of my sister.
What's that? Who do you think?
Bill has the intel.
Patrinka came up with the number.
Patrinka can get a hold of
anybody.
And I gave him Patrinka's number because I talked to her as well. So that's how it is.
Patrinka can get a hold of anybody.
It's great to have Sean in the studio. Sean, it's July 1st yesterday, so revenue sharing is happening now.
Wow. Hold on. We got to transition.
Yeah, we're doing actual sports talk.
Hard turn.
Sorry. How have things changed in terms of your guys' industry with July 1st?
Well, I think we're still learning just where this is all going to go, just with how these guys are going to get paid, because so much has gone on with this front loading. And, you know, you've seen a lot of these teams, USC, maybe A&M, Miami, where they've paid their entire rosters almost with front loaded money. And so now they're recruiting probably at a higher level than other schools because they have more money to spend. So I still feel like we're a year away from really knowing what this is all going to look like, because the model's been kind of taken advantage of a little bit as we roll into this first year. But I think Nebraska's in a really good position long term. I just think the setup they have is going to put them in a good position. But this first year, the people that really took advantage of the front loading at the highest level created an advantage. That advantage will not be there next year. And the clearinghouse still remains the biggest thing we don't know the answer to. What will the clearinghouse ultimately, like the power they have, and how many of these deals are going to not make it through, and how many of these deals are just going to go around the clearinghouse and be off the books? I mean, I think there's a element of that too, that you're going to see more people probably breaking rules to get away from the clearinghouse to get a certain student athlete.
Sean, you're remarkably intelligent when it comes to this stuff. And oftentimes I have to really think about what you're saying. When you say front loading, what's the strategy these schools are using? When you say front loading, what exactly does that mean?
So starting July 1 yesterday,
okay,
teams could begin paying the players in-house with that you know, 20.5 million, yeah, that you takes probably 75% of it, that's going to go to football.
Okay.
So that's like your salary cap that you're working with now. Then everything else that's considered legitimate in NIL starting July 1 has to go through the clearinghouse. But before July 1, collectives like 1890 or collectives everywhere around the country, mm-hmm, were able to just unload the bank account.
And
pay people. And you saw Blake Lawrence made a tweet. I want to say on the last day of the month, they put out over $20 million in payments. And Open Doors is just one entity. I mean, there's several. So,
one conduit.
You know, wouldn't surprise me if $100 million of money got paid out on July or on June 30th. I mean, it was, you know, like towards the end of the month.
Sean, you got into this business for the love of football and sport, and not just football, but that's your main sport that you cover. You cover a little bit of everything with On3. But you got into this profession to cover sports and to really cover recruiting. That's where you really made one of your big marks. Now, the level of content has like quadrupled. So now you're not talking about recruiting with us. You're not talking about what the next, and you're talking about rev share. You're talking about payments. You're talking about playoffs. You have all these things right there. Just kind of tell us how you've evolved with all the work that's coming your way.
Yeah, it just continues to change. I mean, I think with recruiting, it's the timelines now. You know, it used to be so heavy in December and January, and the day of covering like an in-home visit, that was a big deal. Like Bill Bush is going in this guy's living room tonight, and we would wait to call the recruit when the coaches left. Mm-hmm. Get their comments on how the in-home visit went. Mm-hmm. And that was the big piece of recruiting. Now the in-home visit's really not even a part of recruiting.
When did that
anymore.
Go away to a large extent?
Kind of, right around COVID.
Okay.
I mean, the coaches weren't on the road for a couple years, and then you still could do them. But now, especially with the way the early signing day has impacted recruiting, and then now coaches this last year couldn't go on the road in December. Because of the portal, it was too hard for the coaches to manage the roster and the bowl game and everything else, and then do in-home visits for 2 weeks. So they just did away with December in-home visits, and then they moved signing day up 2 weeks. So it went from like December 18th to like December 5th. Mm-hmm. And so by doing that, you take out all elements of like Coach Bush going in a living room. Mm-hmm. So you have to just kind of keep evolving. But yeah, the NIL, I mean, you just have to stay on top of it. We're lucky to be at a company like On3. Because they have, we have Brett McMurphy now. We have Pete Nakos. We have Andy Staples. So we have a national apparatus of people along with team site guys, you know, that, you know, I can call a guy at Iowa and he can give me an idea of like what they're paying a guy or like what's going on. So we have an unbelievable network of sources that keep us up to speed on a lot of things going on with other teams too. And that makes our jobs a lot easier.
Yeah, not easy job though. And you do. Sean understands the NIL thing as well as anybody.
Well, also
as well as Dannon. I mean,
in my opinion, it's one A and one B. In one A, there's no, people won't say it out loud, but let's just say it. Sean is definitely probably in conversation with administration at all times.
Okay. I wouldn't go that far either. I would not go that far.
Thought we'd have a little fun with it, see where it went. Also, the hard part with Sean is that I've talked about this with other writers and someone on a story I was involved with yesterday. Mm-hmm. But he also has to, he's like the Adam Schefter. So he has to be able to handle breaking news. So if something comes across at 11:15 at night, it's not like, I'll just catch it tomorrow morning.
And Sean's you don't have that.
You have, you know, probably multiple phones, but it's really hard to be on top of breaking news.
You have to bring your computer with you everywhere you go. Yeah. And literally, you know, we're at a swim meet on the weekend or, you know.
Sean does that.
You take your computer out and you start working. I mean, cell phones have hotspots now, so you can get on the internet anywhere you're at, and you got to do what you got to do.
Okay, now as far as this class goes, there's the ESPN writer who said it hasn't gone well in June. I told the guys I was a little taken aback by the report because I thought it started to go pretty well. Where do you come down on all of that?
Yeah, I just think that was a big misread by the writer. He mentioned Brownell decommitting and some of the, you know, that they were off to a slower start, but that was kind of what the plan was because they had all their visits coming in June. They have nine commits. They've added nine commits in 21 days. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when he wrote that this week, my theory is the tweet where Matt Rhule said what he said, kind of calling out somebody that we don't know who he called out. I think that's what he was referring to. Okay. Was the ESPN article, and you know, just kind of, you know, creating chaos and negativity and you know, benefiting off that, because it's not true. I mean, Nebraska's class is ranked 32nd. Is that right?
Is it up to 32nd?
32 or 33.
Okay.
But once they get Calvin Thomas next week, and I think they will, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to bump up even more. So their class is going to be about where it's been.
Yeah.
It's not like we're looking at like this historically low 80th ranked recruiting class. Yeah, when they had three commits, it was ranked low. But it's now moved itself back up to kind of where it should be.
What do you got over there, Jake?
Well, the tweet was, again, from as Sean referenced, from Matt Rhule. Too many people have profited financially off of negativity and despair. Their time is over. That was the tweet from Matt Rhule yesterday. Pretty sharp tweet.
Does Nebraska, Sean, need more? Sean Callahan joins us. Do they need more top 300 type guys?
Well, everybody does, but now it's money involved. So I think when you look at a recruiting class, it's for me, it's easy to say, okay, these are kind of like your standard signees, like your undrafted free agent, like a draft class. Mm-hmm. But you can only have so many first, second, third round draft mm-hmm. picks. And you have to manage your cap that way now with right. your recruiting class. And for Pat Stewart and, you know, for Nebraska's general manager and everything they do up there, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. All right, how much am I going to spend on recruiting? What's my budget for the draft class? How much is it with my current roster in terms of retention and keeping these players? So you're trying to sign guys for cheap, hopefully that you identify right, and then you have to pay them more. And that's retention. But then the other part is free agency, the portal.
The portal,
and,
right.
And so there is really, I mean, there's not much of a difference from the NFL now mm-hmm. for a guy. And that's why guys like Pat Stewart and Jim Nagy are in these positions. Jim Nagy, the general manager out of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I did that sip because I knew you were going to do that. Yeah. Sip is
it drives him crazy.
What do you do?
It drives him nuts when I do that.
I'll say Dannon. He'll be like, Troy Dannon.
Yeah.
That's never Troy's job, Sean.
He'll never stop.
If I talk about something, Sean, right?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Don't actually remember the person's name right away. And his name was...
He's a journalist. Like, he asked questions.
Said it if I knew it, Steve.
He wants answers,
and his
Bill.
Name was... And so he just makes like a buffoon.
It drives him crazy.
He doesn't like to have...
Yeah. Rhule, Matt. I'm
yeah,
like, okay.
Yes.
At any rate, that's... So do you look at – you can't really look at recruiting ratings quite the same as you did 5 years ago, right?
Yes and no, but you're right. I think what's going to happen is like some of these teams like USC have created an advantage in year one
by
because they have so much money that they front-loaded and, right. and paid the roster off with. And then they've just gone all in on – you know, using their cap space money to buy this number one ranked recruiting class. Mm-hmm. Now, can that method last? I don't know, but I'm sure however they're doing it, they're like, this is probably cheaper going this way than having Lincoln Riley fail and having to pay out an $80 million Lincoln Riley contract.
It mm-hmm. almost becomes a financial decision to commit right. your money to players instead of a buyout, right?
Right.
In that spot, it is. It really is. We have to have, we don't have the success. Now what do we do?
Right.
And so now can we get a different coach? You really can't. So it's a lot to it.
It smacks of just this financial decision that USC's leaders made. No, we're going to throw our money into player acquisition because that's going to cost less than it would to buy out Lincoln
Riley.
And then buy a new coach. You're probably saving $30 million plus dollars.
Maybe more. Lincoln Riley has a
$60-70 million they know.
It's so much.
That's 30 million would be very on the light.
Didn't he get a house too? And I mean,
yeah, a lot of stuff. It'd be nice to
do
be
you see
Lincoln.
That though? Isn't that to me that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Let's just throw it into the players and we won't have to pay. Yeah.
It seems like the biggest question, Sean, what have you heard on this one? One of the biggest questions is what they do. They have this cap. You have this money that's spent. But no one has said the answer out loud yet with what happens when someone comes in and they're there for a spring or a semester and then they leave. They don't know. No one's has said, okay, that means now is now, is that money that they already said, hey, we're gonna he's on this cap for this much money. No one, Dan Lanning was really big on talking about this. Like, what do I do when this guy leaves? I gave him $500,000 for the season. I gave him $1 million overall. Now he's gone. Do I get that money back?
Yeah, I think they're working on that, where like the new school would be responsible, or like you're not dinged.
Yeah, it's a major, that's a major deal. Also, but there's not been an answer brought out yet with what it is. There's not been set up. Okay, you have to spend. Okay, if you're taking him, like it is in the NFL, you have the contract. And then we get that back. And it's just that there's a lot of things out there that still have not been quite worked out.
And most of these guys take, they're only usually doing a 12-month at most contract. Now, you hear some guys, I mean, I knew of one guy who's at Texas a year or two ago, and he did a 3-year deal, and it was reportedly $850,000 per year. And he was a 5-star offensive lineman. And he didn't start last year. His freshman year didn't play. He's going to start this year. But you see some of these deals that were done in NIL. I don't think you can do that kind of deal now moving forward, because you are limited with this cap, and you can't just give every high school kid that kind of money anymore. But in the old wild, wild west days, you could do whatever you wanted. And that's what made, the original version of NIL, pretty nuts, because there's, like Texas Tech has all of a sudden just went out and bought all these players. And, it was way different than anybody could have imagined where it all went.
Sean, you just missed. The worlds are colliding, but some have missed. Some of the worlds have just passed each other in the night. You missed Carson Schott. Carson Schott was here in that chair.
Right there. He wore a suit.
About an hour ago.
He wore a suit. Sean looks amazing.
Sean Callahan's here, and Carson Schott in the studio on the same day, which is a lot to think
and
about.
And Petrinka.
Yeah. But, okay, well, I bring up Carson Schott. There seems to be some confusion on the importance of the NIL operation at schools. Fill us in on that as it applies to Nebraska. Does it still carry the importance that it did before RevShare?
Oh, absolutely, because it's going to be the difference maker, because everybody's going to be limited with their cap. So everybody, Northwestern and Minnesota, they're going to have the same money Nebraska has they can legally pay as an institution. What the separator is going to be is what can your collective do, and how many legitimate clearinghouse approved deals can you get through? Mm-hmm. And that will be the separator. In a place like Nebraska, maybe a place like Ohio State, you have obviously a better apparatus of businesses and boosters that support your program, that are probably going to be more willing to come up with legit marketing deals. And, a place like 1890 is still going to manage the housing deals. I mean, a lot of these athletes live in really, really nice apartments, really nice housing setups that go through the collective. They might get a car through the collective. Okay. Their furniture, I mean, you name it. There's a lot of things the collective still does, but the big thing will be when a business wants to sponsor one of these athletes, they're going to be the middleman that helps get that through the clearinghouse. And, that will be a separator for Matt Rhule to be able to ideally get millions of additional money that maybe a Minnesota or Northwestern or some of these other schools, like I mentioned, they're not going to have that. Yeah.
And we had a breaker bill, Jake, Sean, Michael, he's an attorney, and he said, don't be fooled on this clearinghouse. Deals will still be able to get pushed through. That there's lawyers that can devise contracts that will pass muster. Because there was that narrative I was espousing, which was that clearinghouse is going to shut things down because they won't be able to, because it'll be hard to push deals through.
Something very strange just happened.
Guy just walked by the window.
Like this, looking at you.
We're looking back.
Sean, we're very used to the.
Yes, yeah. There's a lot of things going on here, Sean. So this is all day. We've had animals show up.
We had raccoons on Monday.
Family of raccoons.
Family of raccoons out front.
Sean, this is amazing you came in.
Yes, we appreciate
it. It's the first time I've been in here, I told you guys. I've never been in
I don't know that I would ask you to do it every time, but we should make it a little more regular.
It'd be nice. Yeah, it'd be
you
nice.
Once a quarter, maybe. This radio it thing. Seems Have you ease. Done much radio in your life?
A couple things.
Here and there.
You're strangely there. Good on the air. It's odd.
And again, we can probably address it, but have questions for Troy Dannon, reach out to Sean. So he's the one that will be able to get that question pushed through at the right time.
Sean, I'm only joking sometimes. I say I'll make brief references to it, but you're like an AD. Sean studies.
God help us.
No, yes. I think you can.
He does this with On Three, and then he runs Holy Ghost. I mean, I don't know what else you want. He runs Holy Ghost.
And you are part of Holy Ghost, and you will again be part of Holy Ghost.
I have my meeting with those guys later this month.
He's the AD.
Okay, so Holy Ghost is the... please explain.
It's a 50-year event where they've had Husker coaches and speakers that come down every Thursday night to the football season. So we have like 14 events that we manage.
And Sean does put together quite a lineup.
Oh, he does.
You and George Darrington among that crew. Who was last
year? Dannon went last year.
Yeah, Dannon was incredible, by the way.
Place had to be packed. Their food is ridiculous.
I will tell you this. Dannon, I was there... Was I on the undercard? I was on the undercard.
The undercard.
Oh.
So initially, Dannon, they thought was only going to go like one, you know, ADs are busy. So like he's going to give them like 45 minutes to get out. Holy Ghost is one of the more unique events we do because it's like you're a performer and you have to get up there and do two sets.
You do two sets and they just sit there and look at you. And it's your job to entertain.
It's like an acoustic open mic night.
It's exactly. This is Bill Bush, and it's like they look at you, and they got plates of popcorn and beer, and they're like, "All right, let's go
entertain
us."
But they'll draw anywhere between 100 and 200 people, every Thursday night down there, and they're some of the most educated fans that it's the grassroots element of Nebraska football. When you go down to an event, we love it, and I'm hoping this year that Grant and Jason will go down together.
Grant Wistrom. Yeah.
And Jason Peter.
he has to get it off the journalist.
Yes.
These answers.
When Dan did it, he did it before me. He did it. The crowd was incredible, and then it cleared out for me.
Well, because Dan went so they thought Dan was only gonna do like 45 minutes and have to leave. Well, Dan, and of course you get captivated by the mystique of Holy Ghost, and he did like 3 hours.
He was was really good.
Yeah, the mystique of the place is incredible, and Sean runs all of that. Runs all of recruiting, and he's a direct liaison to the athletic director.
What are we missing? There's other things you do. He runs swim meets at Woods.
Swim meets.
Yeah. I was a timer.
Yeah, it's a timer to swim meet.
That's an important thing.
Where was the swim meet at, Sean?
You wear two at Woods Pool. So you wear two stopwatches. And then, but it's got an electronic touchpad, but in case the electronic touchpad doesn't work, there's also like a little button thing that you push. So you have to have a stopwatch and then you're like, and it's like 2 clocks at one time, but we made it through.
Do you feel pretty good at it, Sean?
That would freak me out.
You figured it out?
Well, I've timed a lot of football camps.
Okay, yeah.
He's a pro.
A lot of stuff like that.
His daughter is a good swimmer. Good swimmer.
He also does Orange Theory. He's very fit.
Does Laura still do it?
She does. She's at the one on Pioneer now. So she goes to a different one. So because we have moved, so it does that. So Sean's very fit.
Fitness.
Her and Amy. They were a team.
They were a team. They went all the time. So it was very, very good. But it's amazing. Sean runs Nebraska in a way.
And he's here in studio with us.
He's in studio with us for Steve Sipple's birthday.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
Says, "Happy birthday, Sipple. Columbus baseball."
Sean, very odd.
Just going to Walmart and tell some worker, like, "Hey, just make a cake for a guy
Laura
from
did
Columbus."
Bill gave special instructions for the cake. What I wanted, and the lady's like, "Hold it. So you want happy birthday, Sipple, Columbus baseball?" Laura's like, "Yes." Okay, we'll make it happen.
Don't question me.
I was not expecting that.
The marble. It's a marble cake.
Sean, you know.
That's incredible.
Well, guys, Sean, we'll do it again.
Thank you.
It's Sean Callahan. Sean, thank
you.
Live.
Sean, thank you.
We got more guests coming in the studio next in an early break on The Ticket.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.